In today's show, will this time be different? Bitcoin eyes a drop to 35,000 as the Bitcoin price paints a death cross. Now, historically, this is a trading pattern which anticipates further losses. This is when a 50-day exponential moving average falls below the 200-day moving average, forming a so-called death cross. I'll be breaking this down for you. And as Rhett Capital points out here, the panic and bearish sentiment towards BTC is extreme right now, but there is nothing extreme about this 41% retrace. Over the years, Bitcoin has retraced 30 to 40% many times in bull markets. In fact, Bitcoin retraced 53% this past May. 41% is an extreme. And as Max Kaiser shares here, Salvadoran Bitcoin miners powered by Volcano Geothermal, the new Volcano bonds offer investors a way to invest in Bitcoin. Why not offering $20 billion in Volcano bonds to the world and make El Salvador debt-free? And in this video, it reveals a sneak peek inside their mining operation. And Nayib Bukele responded to FUD from economist Steve Hank from Johns Hopkins. Okay, I'm going to school you again, not because it's going to be of use for you since you're just getting paid to attack Bitcoin and defend fiat, but because the people deserve to know you are a fraud. And as I share here, very interesting how human psychology works, isn't it? Everyone all lining up ecstatic to buy Bitcoin at $69,000 all-time high, yet when given the chance to stack sats at a massive 40% discount, crickets. It is what it is. Also in today's show, crypto greed and fear index score hits a 5-month low. Analyze sentiment points to extreme fear. As you can see, yesterday was a 10 out of 100 in extreme fear, which is a great buying indicator. And as the crypto bird points out here, since bottoming out in the depths of the 2018 depression, Bitcoin has only seen this oversold indicator only 4 times at 3,000, 10,000, 4,000, and 30,000. Not long after these records were achieved, Bitcoin rallied 340%, 17%, 1,580%. 85% and 141% accordingly. And he also shares here, I think we don't appreciate this opportunity enough. I'll be breaking down his latest analysis. And also in today's show, if you would have invested just $100 in Bitcoin back in 2011, here's how much you would have today. And also note, back then Bitcoin was trading at $1. That's when Max Kaiser first recommended on the Kaiser Report to buy some Bitcoin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin formed a trading pattern on January 8th that is widely watched by traditional chartists for its ability to anticipate further losses. In detail, the crypto's 50-day exponential moving average fell below the 200-day exponential moving average, forming a so-called death cross. Now, this pattern appeared as Bitcoin underwent a rough ride in the previous 2 months, falling over 40% from its record high of 69,000, as you can see here in this daily chart. Now, the previous death crosses were insignificant to the Bitcoin price over the past 2 years. For instance, a 50 to 200-day exponential moving average bearish crossover in March of 2020 appeared after the Bitcoin price had fallen from nearly 9,000 to below 4,000, turning out to be lagging than predictive. Its occurrence did not lead to a massive sell-off. Instead, Bitcoin's price merely consolidated sideways before rallying to all-time highs of 69,000 by November 2021. But the bearish moving average crossovers in both these instances, as mentioned above, accompanied a piece of good news, which may have limited their impact on the Bitcoin market. For instance, the Bitcoin price recovery in July 2021 came majorly in the wake of rumors that Amazon would start accepting cryptocurrencies for payments. How many of you remember that rumor? That later turned out to be false, and following a conference dubbed the B-word, we saw Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Tesla CEO Elon Fudd-Puppet Muskrat, and ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood speaking highly in favor of Bitcoin. And similarly, Bitcoin recovered sharply from its below $4,000 levels in March of 2020, primarily after the United States Federal Reserve announced its loose monetary policies to contain the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic-led stock market crash. Now, the death cross this time looks dangerous. I do like to point that out. Bitcoin's latest decline reflected growing investor concern about the Fed's decision to aggressively unwind its loose monetary policies, including the dialing back of its $120 billion a month asset purchasing program, which followed by 3 rate hikes in 2022. Now, typically, rising interest rates make holding volatile assets like Bitcoin less appealing than government bonds, which offer guaranteed yield. However, I do like to point out that volatility equals life force. There is no volatility volatility with the US dollar because fiat trash is dead. Just saying. And quoting Noel Akison of Genesis Global Trading, this is proof that Bitcoin acts like a risk asset, she told the Wall Street Journal, adding that the short-term hodlers would be the closest to the exit. And as a result, the overall reduction in cash liquidity coupled with the death cross formation could trigger further sell-offs in the Bitcoin market. However, that is unless the Bitcoin price rebounds from its current support level around 40,000 to 0.382. Fibonacci line shows in the following chart. Now, nonetheless, a break below 40,000 support may risk sending the Bitcoin price to the next Fibonacci line support near 35,000. And checking out this FUD from economist Steve Hank, how much energy can you extract from this inactive volcano? Where's the feasibility study? El Salvador already has an enormous energy deficit and imports 22% of its electricity use. Without a feasible study, no one knows how Bitcoin City will affect this deficit. And Nayib Bukele responded, this guy, of course it's an inactive volcano, you idiot. Most geothermal power is extracted from wells near inactive volcanoes. Why would you build a city below an active volcano? And this was in response to Steve Hank's other FUD here. Nayib Bukele's proposed Bitcoin city is as prepared as Florida is for snow. The advertised power source for the city is an inactive volcano. This is just more attention-grabbing antics from a narcissistic president who is full of hot air. And Nayib Bukele also shares here, so the inactive volcano is perfect to power Bitcoin City. But of course, we picked that one from the 170 we have for The View. And I love Pomp's response here. The president of one of the most innovative countries in the world right now is out here lecturing washed up economists on their lack of understanding of the world. Incredible that this content is free. Touche. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto greed and fear index score hits a 5-month low in extreme fear, which is a great buying indicator, as well as I break down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Crypto Burb, as well as if you would have invested just $100 in Bitcoin back in 2011, here's how much you would have now. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red. Bitcoin down 0.25% for the day, maintaining just above $41,800. We have Ether down 2.3%. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Digital currency market shed billions in value this past week, and the leading crypto asset, Bitcoin, lost close to 10% during the last 7 days. On Saturday, January 8th, which was yesterday, the price hit its lowest point since the end of September 2021, tapping a low of $40,500 per BTC. And Bitcoin's top exchange on Saturday is FTX.us, which is a sponsor of the show. So shout out to FTX, followed by Coinbase, Bitfinex, Kraken, and Bitstamp. Now Bitcoin's 24-hour range on Saturday has been between a low of 40,500 and a high of 42,700. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the crypto greed and fear index shows we're currently rated a 23 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a low of 10, which we haven't seen that low since summer, July 2021, which was roughly 171 days ago. Last week was a 29 in fear, and last month a 24 in extreme fear. And check it, as of yesterday on Saturday, Bitcoin is only up 6.4% for the year. However, Bitcoin is still down 39% lower since its all-time high 2 months ago on November 10th, 2021. However, Bitcoin is still up 61,900% since July 6th, 2013, or 8 years ago when it was trading at $67.81 per BTC. And before I break down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Crypto Burb, as well as we discuss if you would have invested just $100 in Bitcoin in 2011, here's how much you would have now. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with about $93 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 40.4%, with the Ether dominance on the decline at 19%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have ICP leading the pack, up 7% for the day, trading at $35.50, followed by Unised Leo, up 5%, trading at $3.83, followed by Chainlink, up almost 5% for the day and 28% for the week, trading just above $27. Now, which altcoins are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And checking out the latest from Crypto Burb he shared and breaking down his technical analysis. Price action-wise, I am not completely convinced about the strength of the local basing pattern. It doesn't provide any clear symptoms of reversal just yet. Because of that, I would be expecting the main battle to happen around the weekly close. In case of the current low's failure at 40,700, it may happen a low sweeping process at the previous support of 39,500 with local wicks down to 38,500. It's not bound or set in stone. And as you can see right here in this chart, which shows a black mark candlestick series with no short-term reversal signals confirmed yet. And checking out the lower time frame on the 1 hour chart, as he shares here, as the sentiment analysis will reveal though, this should be overall a part of the process process of bottoming, regardless if it reverses now or declines to 38,000, as he shares here in the hourly chart, which reveals a local sideways movement going on for Bitcoin with several attempts of sweeping to the lows. And as he points out here with the crypto greed and fear index, extreme fear strikes again. This time, the fear is only comparable with only four instances met ever throughout this entire bull market, which started in 2018. The only times that the market was this oversold based on the sentiment, which is directly backed by technical oversold conditions, were when Bitcoin traded at $3,000, $4,000, $10,000, and $30,000. Not long after these records were achieved, Bitcoin has rallied 340%, 17%, 1,585%, and 141% accordingly. And he does note this is not a timing indicator, so it is not fair to expect it to show you the perfect top or bottom. So there you have it. And to watch the entire interview with the crypto burb, check out the show notes below the video in the description. And let me know if you feel that history is likely to repeat or rhyme and we can expect another massive blow off top as high as 1,585% for the king of all crypto. And before I break down our final story of the day, if you would have invested just $100 into Bitcoin back in 2011, here's how much you would have now. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. And also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications. Help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. If you would have bought 100 Bitcoins back in 2011, back when Max Keiser first recommended to buy Bitcoin on the Keiser Report, you would have bought 100 Bitcoins for $100. That investment today would be worth $4.3 million. Not too shabby for a $100 investment. And what if you would have invested $1,000 back then? You run the math. It gets crazy. Now, it probably isn't too late to hop on that bandwagon. Now, the first Bitcoin was mined 13 years ago. For the first 3 years, it was worth less than a penny. But in 2011, it crossed a major milestone when it achieved parity with the US dollar. And at the time, many people scoffed at Bitcoin and argued it would never be used as a mainstream currency or as a long-term investment. But if you were taking the contrarian view and bought just 100 Bitcoins with $100 that year, your investment would be worth a whopping $4.32 million today. Like, whoa. Now, how did Bitcoin silence the critics? When Bitcoin was created, the idea of using computer chips to mine digital currency seemed outlandish and absurd, but in practice, it wasn't all that different from using industrial machinery to mine precious metals. And just like gold, Bitcoin is a finite resource. In fact, Bitcoin is more finite and scarce than gold, as there is a limited supply of 21 million. We can't say the same about gold because more gold is being founded every year. And as more Bitcoins are mined, it becomes increasingly difficult and less cost effective to mine new Bitcoins. And in the early days, Bitcoin could be mined with higher end PC graphic processing units called GPUs. But today, Bitcoin can't be effectively mined with regular GPUs due to the time and energy required to mine a single Bitcoin. Instead, expensive devices known as application-specific integrated circuits, ASICs, are now required to mine a steady supply of Bitcoins. Also note that Bitcoin's algorithm limits its lifetime production to 21 million Bitcoin. It's commonly estimated that the last Bitcoin will be mined in 2140. Now let's discuss the future of BTC. After Bitcoin achieved parity with the US dollar, more investors, analysts, entrepreneurs, and even governments jumped aboard the bandwagon. Pure play Bitcoin mining companies like Marathon Digital and Riot Blockchain appeared. Crypto exchanges like Coinbase grew, and the first Bitcoin exchange-traded funds hit the market. Now, Bitcoin evangelists like Jack Dorsey and Mark Cuban drummed up even more enthusiasm from mainstream investors, while a growing number of retailers started to accept Bitcoin as a payment option. El Salvador even became the first country in the world to officially adopt Bitcoin as legal tender last year. Shout out to Nayib Bukele. Now, ARK Invest's Kathy Wood recently predicted Bitcoin's price would hit $560,000 per BTC by 2026, which would make our initial $100 investment worth $56 million. Now, Wood believes that Bitcoin can reach that lofty price target if all the institutional investors allocated just 5% of their portfolios to the cryptocurrency. And you do the math. If they were to allocate just 10%, we're talking about a $1 million plus BTC price. Now, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Bitcoin's future might seem rosy, but there's still a lot of challenges to overcome. Government, regulators, and FUD, right? FUD puppets as well. Restrictions and taxes for Bitcoin and other cryptos. Countries would also develop their own digital currencies, better known as CBDCs, which is nothing more than fiat digital trash. Now, the Dutch economist Alex de Vries estimates that miners, should Bitcoin's price hit $500,000, will be pumping out more than 617 million metric tons of CO2 annually. Nothing more than FUD continuing from the lamestream media, especially with the geothermal technology. I think the future of Bitcoin mining is green, and they know that, so they're trying to do everything in their power to try to control BTC. But guess what? We're decentralized, and there's no one to attack, and the more you attack the Bitcoin network, the stronger it becomes. It is what it is. What are your thoughts surrounding Cathie Wood's $560,000 Bitcoin price prediction by 2026? Let me know if you agree or disagree. Drop me a comment right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show. Will this time be different? Bitcoin eyes drop to 35,000 as Bitcoin price paints a death cross. Also in today's show, we discussed the crypto greed and fear index hitting a 5-month low and extreme fear, which is a great buying indicator, as well as the latest technical analysis from the crypto burb. And we also discussed if you would have invested just $100 into Bitcoin in 2011, you'd now be worth $4.3 million today, as well as Cathie Wood's $560,000 Bitcoin price prediction by 2026. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Sandy Scholes wrote, who wouldn't love to see Bitcoin at 220,000 this year? I just don't think it's going to be this year. 23 or 24, we'll get close if we don't make it outright. It's 100% en route. Love the show, as you already are aware. Be blessed always. Thanks so much, Sandy, for sharing your two Satoshis. Exciting times ahead, fam. One love. Our next feature comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi, JV, enjoyed the show. So here we are again, massive drop. But to those out there, you only lose if you sell. I'm still 3x on my BTC investment, even with this crash. So guys, don't fret and panic. Just buy and HODL, and we will return to higher highs. Take care. God bless. One and all. Well said, Pokemon. HODL is the name of the game. When you've been in as long as me, dips don't even have an effect whatsoever. Just keep stacking. And our third and final comment comes from G. Dean. JV, so funny. YouTube promoters / influencers believe BTC will hit 100,000 by December. We are discussing 30,000. Wow. What I have learned. Expect the exact opposite of what the crowd is promoting. Plan B and the whole gang of so-called experts. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And I responded, hey, G. Dean. Yes, the majority of the experts, including Plan B, Max Kaiser, and Pompliano, were expecting $100,000 plus by December 2021. That obviously didn't happen. However, we're all still very optimistic, expecting a six-figure Bitcoin price this year. When you see a $30,000 to $37,000 bottom prediction from an analyst, that obviously is not the end of the world. It's simply a bottom target for the Bitcoin price to bounce off of so it can reach new highs. Nothing changed. I'm still bullish as what for 2022, regardless of any correction. Dips are the perfect storm for accumulation. I hope you are taking advantage of it. One BTC will always be worth one BTC. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.